And my guest is Thomas Edwards, who is from Premier Sports. Thomas, welcome to Turn FM.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So, for those that don't know who you are and a bit about yourself, just tell us a bit about your background. You look very rugby playerish to me.
I am a very, very much a rugby player myself. But Premier is the UK's number one provider of sport and physical activity to primary schools. We're currently in about 20 to 30 schools all across the Taunton area, all the way down to Tiverton and sort of up to Chard. So we've got quite a big area. Literally finished a couple of weeks ago. So enjoying some nice time off at the moment.
So when you say you're the team that brings sports into school, is that as an external provider or additional activities after school is finished, or how does it work?
So we're an external provider, so we go into schools and we deliver PE, we deliver after school clubs, and we do the camps on the side as well. So for teachers doing their planning time, we sort of go in and deliver the PE session to them as well, which is quite nice for them, sort of a bit of time off.
We'll talk more about the camps in just a second. Perfect. So is this the way that schools are going now? Are they actually having external providers to deliver the physical activity side of things?
Yeah, we found sort of over the last couple of years that it's becoming more of the norm. Sort of more schools are getting us in, sort of that reliability that we can sort of provide a good service for them and deliver a good PE session, especially for the children. And it's sort of getting the face known in the schools, sort of putting a face to a name.
Does this mean that the job as a PE teacher is slowly going to be extinguished?
possibly.
Oh, I don't want to put you on the spot there, mate. But you see where I'm going with it.
Yeah.
And it may be that if this is a success, and clearly it is working for you, that schools use this in other areas, not just for PE and games
definitely.
And stuff.
Well, we do health and wellbeing as well. So we do something called Premier Wellbeing, where we go in and deliver sort of like healthy lifestyle. We've recently taken up something called Goal, which is about teaching life skills to the children. And we're also doing Premier Dance, we do as well. So we do loads of different activities compared to just the
Premier
sport as
Dance.
Well.
Now that sounds like a bit of fun.
Not for me.
is that like street dance type stuff?
Yeah. So.
Oh, excellent work. So we're into the school holidays.
Yeah.
And you just already touched on the camps side of things, Premier Camps, which you may have read about in Tone News. There's a nice advert explaining a bit about what you're doing through the summer holidays. How does it work?
So what we do is we've sort of done leaflets over the past few weeks. We go into schools, we do assemblies, we tell them about all the different sports that we're doing. And basically, if you go onto our website, which is www.premier-education.com, you can book on to one of our four venues over summer. We're running camps at Cotford, Parkfield Primary School, Northtown Primary School, which is just around the corner, and one in Tidcombe, which is out at Tiverton. And we run two different types of camps. We run a gym camp, which is at Cotford St Luke, which is only on a Tuesday. And the rest of the camps are multi-skills. Mm-hmm. So we do games like nerfs, football, dodgeball, taekwondo. And Sharon, who's one of our coaches, is a black belt. And she's
okay,
very,
we don't want to be
good.
messing with Sharon.
No, definitely
then,
not. but we do archery, lacrosse, and loads of different activities for the kids as well. Genuinely, it runs from 4 years old to 12 years old, and we do different timings of camps. So for a normal camp, it runs from sort of 9 till 3:30, so a normal day. And we totally understand that parents have to work, so we do an extended camp time, which is 8:30 till 5:00. So that gives them that flexibility to sort of drop off and pick up.
Oh, it's changed so much since when I was a kid,
definitely.
You know, because when I used to, around that age group you're referring to, I was living in a place called Holsworthy in Devon at the time, and they used to have the summer play scheme at the comprehensive school, and it was so boring. But I had no choice to go there, and it was doing like things like drawing and arty stuff, which I hated anyway.
That's
but
it.
To go out and for the day and play Nerf and do archery and
that's
stuff
it.
Like
it's
that.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Kids love it when they're bringing in their Nerf guns and they're sort of like taller than they are stood out. It's brilliant.
I bet they're in their elements, aren't they?
Oh yeah, love it. We get into it as well, like especially with the coaches. We're sort of playing with them as well, which is
it's revenge
really
time.
Good. It is definitely. Yeah.
So, how much does all this cost then?
So, for a normal day, which is the 9 till 3:30, it's £16.50.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's it.
That's a really good price.
When we look around,
it's a really good price, isn't it?
And for the extended times, which is half eight till five, it's £25. So a little bit more, but definitely less than sort of our competitors. And then for the gym camp, which is at Cotford and only on a Tuesday, it's only £20.
Mate, that's nearly half the price of normal daycare stuff at nursery.
Exactly. So very, very competitive. So.
And do you have to like sort of book it when in advance, or can you rock up on the day, or how does it work?
A bit of both. So we get a lot of parents who book before. So you can book on the phone, you can book online, but we do have parents that sort of would try it the first day, we'll bring them along and sort of pay on the day kind of thing, and then if they sort of enjoy it, then they can come on the next day and pay.
Can the parents stay and stick around?
Definitely stick around. Most of them sort of tend to go off, but we're more than happy for them to stay. Obviously if the kids are allowed photos, they can take photos, and just watch them, see how they get on. So
I think it sounds excellent. I think this is going to be a perfect tonic through the summer holidays, particularly with the weather being like it is at the moment. You can't ask more than this, can you?
Definitely. We've been very, very lucky over the past few weeks. But
mind you, I can imagine playing Nerf when it's pouring rain, diving around in the mud.
That's it,
That would be fun.
That would be very fun, yeah.
Excellent work. Well, listen, what are the details? How can we get stuck in? And what's the next step?
So next details will just be things like just keep up to date on our Facebook page, which is Premier Sport Taunton, and we do have an Instagram page, which is Premier Taunton, and like I said, you can book on www.premier-education.com. It's really easy to manage. You literally book on to book courses, and then you can search for your venue and then book on from there.
Mate, sounds like a job done to me.
Perfect.
Thomas, great to see you, and have a great summer.
Thank you very much.
My guest is Thomas Edwards from Premier Sports in Taunton.